for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, February the 22nd, 2003. Ladies' Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground. Cheryl Batts, head of Phoebe, a Black History Museum here in Hot Springs, is a speaker of the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Amen. As I was going before the Lord regarding ministry this afternoon, last night as I spoke to you, I said that God wanted to talk about fear, and He didn't change His mind. It's still fear. But we're going to talk about the emotion of fear. Because, see, I remember where I was when I came into that place of knowing Him as a person. He's not in it. He's not somebody up there that's looking down on me. He is a person. He is a character. He has personality and character. He laughs. He dances with me. He talks to me. And I love Him so much. Webster's Dictionary talks about fear, which is the very opposite of faith. Fear is an unpleasant, strong emotion caused by anticipation of awareness of danger, dread, fright, alarm in the presence of others. Dread is to anticipate with great fear, misgiving, or distaste. Intense fear mixed with awe. Like it's so, you just almost can't believe it, you're so afraid. Fright is sudden fear, an ugly or startling person or thing. Alarm, a sudden call to arms, a signal, a sound to warn of danger. It will arouse you from sleep. Fear caused by danger. So by Webster's Dictionary, we realize that fear is an emotion. We know that we are triune beings, spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is where the Holy Spirit of the Holy Ghost lives, waiting to lead and to guide us into all truth. He is the alarm that sets off to tell you the difference between a godly fear and an ungodly fear. We also know that only your spirit cannot be demon-possessed. The soul is where the mind, the will, and the emotions are, and the body holds all of what God has created together. So really today we are talking about the emotion of fear. This particular emotion can link up with lots of other demons and wreak havoc in your life. It can cause us to make decisions that will cause our spirit man not to be heard as loudly and as clearly by you. And then it will make your body believe everything that the world is saying. Are there godly emotions and is there godly fear? Let's see how many there are. I was going through my book and I found that there were 44 listings of godly spirits. And you'll find them all scattered throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. There is a faithful spirit. There's the spirit of wisdom. You can be poor in spirit, the spirit of God, the spirit of your Father God, the spirit of the Lord, strong in spirit, right spirit, the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of life, broken. There's a broken and a contrite spirit that David talks about in Psalms 51 and 10. There's a spirit of adoption, a spirit of peace. There's a fervent in spirit, a faithful spirit, the spirit of meekness, a humble spirit, the spirit of faith, which is found in 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. So when we talk about all of these different spirits and you begin to operate out of your spirit man and the alarm system that God has automatically put inside of you, what you have going for yourself is discernment. And for those who are intercessors, which we all should be, everybody really should be an intercessor. I found in my walk, I don't know about your walk or how God brought you into things, but everything for me started in prayer. I went from just praying for me, myself, my foe, and no more, and Lord, get this out of me, whatever it is, into praying for other people. Then after I started praying for other people, he took me to another level, and I began to pray for my city. And then I went to another level, and I began to pray what Mother called this morning a kingdom prayer, an intercession where I hear God saying what to pray for at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And from there, there was a progression. Because as you pray and you pray the heart of God, then you pray the mind of Christ, then you are in the middle of what's really going on. And when you're in the middle of what's going on, then you don't have to worry about fear. Why? Because you're in the middle of the faith. You're in the middle of what's going on, okay? And so faith is the opposite of fear. That means if you really are overcome by fear, then you haven't entered into that perfect love, which is right in the middle of what God is saying, what God is doing, and the mind of Christ. And I know that that can be easy to say for people who have been walking this walk for a little while and understand that. But if you are new and if you are new to the Lord and you are new to deliverance, it may be kind of hard when somebody stands up and says to you, just get a hold of God. Y'all know when they first told you that, it was like, yeah, right, if I could just get rid of these cigarettes, if I could just stop hating that guy that messed me up so that I could just love God. You know what I'm saying? All of these things get in the way of you getting a hold of God. But because God's grace and mercy is so wonderful that he takes us step by step, line upon line, and precept on precept until we get to a place in him so that when somebody, next time somebody says, get a hold of God, you understand what they mean. Now, many churches are not operating in that deliverance, so they don't really understand and how to take you from wanting all that God has for you. You really want all God has for you. But you cannot get past your flesh. You cannot get past those things that operate in your soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions. And as I said, once your mind, your soul, the mind, the will, and emotions begin to talk crazy, your body just goes right along with the program. You know. There are also curses. Generational curses that come down on the family line. And these curses, there can be a curse of fear. There's, culturally speaking, there was always underlying joke. And it wasn't really funny to most black folks, but they always said that black people were afraid of dogs, afraid of water, afraid to swim. Well, perhaps that's true. I kind of think that it is. But when you look at the culture, the natural, not the spiritual culture. Because see, when you walk out of your natural culture and you walk into the spiritual culture of Jesus Christ, you get delivered from those things. But until a person has been taught about deliverance, until they have walked out of that natural place into the supernatural place of God, they have to deal with those things that are naturally culture to them, and it will cause them to have problems. You can see it on people. There's great fear of dogs because dogs were always loose to find the slaves. There's great fear because there was a lot of water. People jumped off the slave ships trying to get back home, and of course they never made it. And you, one slave, you standing there, you looking, and he done jumped off, and you look back and you thinking to yourself. So water means something. So when you are going to minister to somebody, you have to remember who you are ministering to. There are different sets of fears, depending on where that person is that you are praying for, will have to deal with before they can, quote, get a hold of God. Okay? Amen. Amen. I have a testimony that I would like to share with you, and it's about obedience, which to me is another part of receiving the deliverance that God wants for you. When you walk in faith, which is the opposite of fear, you walk in a level of obedience that most people really don't understand. It looks crazy to them. But the more obedience you walk in, the more faith you will have in order to do what God has called you to do. And not everybody understands that it is a cycle. Now, you can get in the ungodly cycle of disobedience and rebellion and fear, or you can get in the cycle of obedience and faithfulness and watch God begin to work in your life to deliver you of mindsets and things that you always thought were right. Many of us get delivered from fears that we think really are our own personality and character. But after you begin to read the Word and to seek God, you find that that thing that you always did really wasn't a part of you. It was a part of that cycle, that culture, that environment that you grew up in or came out of. Oh, I don't do much hugging. Well, were you hugged as a child in your home, in your environment? If you were not, you probably have a whole set of fears that someone who was hugged and touched godly in their family, they don't have that. So every time you begin to minister to somebody, whether in faith, to minister to them about fear, it's not always going to be the same. I have found in deliverance there is no clear-cut pattern. There are demon groupings, but there are no clear-cut pattern about how you're going to attack a particular demon. You have to listen for the Holy Ghost. You have to listen for the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people have operated in discernment and the prophetic, but because they have not been taught about discernment or the prophetic, they just move and say, well, I just hear it in my spirit, and they go after that demon. But they're operating in discernment, strong discernment, and with just a nudge in intercession and some teaching, they will probably begin to walk in the gift of the prophetic. Not that they are a prophet, but they may walk in the gift of the prophetic. And the prophetic combined with deliverance will make you an awesome prayer warrior and a crushing instrument in the hand of God. It won't take you all night long in many instances to get rid of certain demons, because you can look at a person and you can sit there for a minute and pray just a few minutes in tongues and say, yeah, and say something. And they just look at you like and look around trying to see if somebody told you something, when it's really the Holy Spirit. That's why I don't like to ask anybody what they need prayer for. Amen. That's too easy. It is. And see, that's too easy. Give them something to trust and hold on to and to believe God. Sit there and pray till the Holy Ghost drops something in your spirit. And then have the faith to say it. And be looking them in the eye, so when they deny it, you say, uh-huh. Okay, we'll move right on. And then you just go to another demon in that grouping. Then you come back to that. See, wisdom has to be applied to everything that we do. Winning souls, deliverance. God was wise. He's a wise God. And he has given us access to that wisdom. And we need to use it every day. I have a girlfriend who is a prophet. My word, she is a prophet. And when I first met her, the only time she prophesied was in church on Sunday. And we would get to the office, and I'm telling you, demons was hanging off the lampshade. I was like, whoa. I said, wait a minute. Something is wrong in here. And so I started looking around. She wasn't praying. And the gift, she thought the gift stopped at the front door of the church on Sunday when she left. And I said, no, if God put you here and made you executive director of this organization, you're the pastor, you're the priest over here, you better get to praying and slinging oil. Otherwise, this place is going down. You're going to be battling every day. From that point on, we grabbed the oil because, you know, in nonprofit organizations, there's always that fear of not having enough money. I mean, it's just automatically there. It just stands right there all the time waiting on an entrance. You know, you can let it in if you want, or you can keep it in abeyance with faith. So, you know, we started to pray, and we started to go through the building with oil. And when we'd come in, if we could just feel it, we just start putting on music, and we start praying, and we would stand and push it back. And every time we would do that, a check from someplace we were not depending on, expecting, would come. So when you start talking about deliverance, when you start talking about warfare, that's what it is. Your gifts and callings are made for you to walk in 24/7. They're not just a Sunday gift, like we got Sunday clothes. It's not Sunday
clothes. It's going to get you from here to heaven if that's where you want to go. So you need to walk in that thing every day. 7 days a week, I try to walk in the prophetic. When I'm writing something, when I'm writing a grant, should I use this one? Should I not use that one? And it has built my faith. But I'm always constantly fighting fear. I'm constantly fighting. I don't know if anybody has got to a point where they just, you know, it's just under your foot and you just don't think about fear. No time, no how, no way. Hello, I'm sorry, I do. It's a constant battle for me. You know, a constant battle. So even as I'm ministering to you here today, I hope that God will stop by here first before he gets to you. I'm just that selfish because I know that I have this problem and I have to deal with it day after day after day. Okay? That's just the way that it is. But Proverbs 9 and 10, I know you all know this one. You all know this one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So as we begin to focus on God and feed our spirit man by reading the Bible, our spirit man will grow stronger. And that's your alarm system. And as your alarm system grows stronger, he will cause you to be able to see the pitfalls and the people that you're supposed to be dealing with and not dealing with in every walk of life. There is nothing that you are not, that you are doing, that God is not concerned with. Everything you do, he is concerned with. He has us each in individual places. But there is a rank and a file and an order in God. And when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing over here in Florida, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in Arkansas, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in California, I guarantee you that there will be a miracle connecting somewhere down the line if everybody is willing to stay in their place and have faith and believe God. That if I stand firm right here doing what God has called me to do, the breakthrough will come. And it's a funny thing about God. Ha, ha, ha. When God blesses you, he does not bless you by yourself. Whenever God blesses you, there is a multiple blessing that comes out of whatever it is that you're doing. You're going to be a blessing to everyone around you. You'll be a blessing to somebody in California. And that's why I don't understand that spirit of jealousy. I don't understand that spirit of holding back. And I'm not going to tell you where I got my so-and-so from because, you know, you might go over there and get some too. There's a song that says, what God has for me is for me. And, you know, and I'm okay with that. I don't want yours. I only want what God has for me. I can't handle yours and mine. I got enough dealing with my own stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and if you think about it, you got enough dealing with your own stuff in your own world, trying to get it together so you can be a blessing to people and you can walk in that God has told you to walk in, which is faith and not fear. Amen. Romans 8 and 39 is a good scripture to quote when you feel the spirit of fear coming up on you. For I am persuaded. Anybody got that? Anybody? I bet a lot of you. I don't want to bet, but I got reason to believe a lot of you have probably memorized that. Anybody memorize that one? Okay, let's go to Romans 8. 8 and 38. Right? You got it? When you said, when you get it, say amen. Okay, Romans 8 and 39, 38 and 39, let's read it together. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a good scripture to use to come against fear. When you're standing there and you don't know which way to go and you think that you're about taken over, and if, you know, if one more thing goes wrong in the course of the day, you're just not going to make it. Begin to minister that scripture to yourself. And also 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Anybody know what that one is? 2 Corinthians 10. Uh-huh. There you go. That's right. Let's read that one together. That's a good one. For the weapons of our warfare. Wait a minute. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Now that's a good one. That's a good one. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, see, when you get mad at Betty Lou, because Betty Lou and Sarah Jane been talking about you, you know they've been talking about you, because you know when you walk into a room, you can feel stuff. You know, and people who don't walk in this thing, they're absolutely, oh, okay, talk to them, I can do that. When you walking in this walk, and you walk into discernment and all of the gifts that God wants to give you, and you accept them, because you know you can have the gifts, but if you don't believe God for them, then you can't walk in them. So when you are walking in the gift and you walk into a room or into a situation, you can feel demonic presence, you can feel the presence of God, you can feel when somebody's talking, you can feel all of these things. But if the difference between how you respond to what you feel and is the difference between faith and fear. You can walk into it and know, that's okay, because God already got him on assignment. I'm right here. This sister right here, I got a word for her. So it don't make no difference. You know what I'm saying? What's going on otherwise? God sent you to a meeting for a specific purpose, and you can be the only black person in the room. It don't make no difference. You just set your eyes like Flint and say, well, I'm here. And you know half the people in the room don't like you. You know what I'm saying? You know that. You know that. That ain't because you ain't in church. So you know that half the people out there don't like you, because you also know that there is a fear of black folks and there's a fear of white folks that runs rapid in this state and in the world today, period. You know that. So you know when you walk into a place, you're going to have to deal with that. So you're either going to walk into it in fear or you're going to walk into it in faith. Oh, I ain't got much sense. I didn't have that much when God saved me. But I tell you, I've just prayed for the mind of Christ. Oh, boy, did I pray for the mind of Christ. And I just walk in there and I just be the only black person in the room. And I just be, oh, God, how are you? And the demon be like, hello. I got you on the run now. Oh, you're in trouble. Think I'm the next time I see you, I know how to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference between the having that faith that if God sent you there, if God has something for you to do, it does not matter what anyone else is saying or what anyone else is doing or what's going on. God said it, so I'm going to do it. I'm like a pit bull. See, because when he got me, I was already living with a warlock, and I didn't know it. I mean, how much, you know what I'm saying? How much worse off are you going to do? You're already living with a man that is a professed witch or warlock. He already putting stuff in your food. You're trying to figure out what's wrong with you. And you can't, you know, you're trying to hold, get yourself together. Oh, yeah, it's for real. And he didn't look like no warlock either. I told y'all about him last night. He didn't look like no warlock. That's right. That's right. He had everything I thought I wanted. But blessed be to God. The devil sent him for the last straw that was going to take me out. But God had something else for me. And it happened on February 14th. Can you believe that? Woo! February 14, 1986, I put down the lithium bottle, 400 milligrams, three times a day, and I said, God, if you're real, I'm going to walk out of this. And I'm going to leave that alone, too. And I did. I don't say that everybody can do it, and I don't say that everybody should do it. But I did what I knew to do. I had the kind of crazy faith. I mean, I was crazy. They had misdiagnosed me. I was crazy. So here I'm taking all this stuff that I didn't need it in the first place. So now then God had to deliver me from that. So when you talk about fear, I knew fear. I have known fear. It has been a constant companion to me. So therefore, having received deliverance and having understand that place in God where there's love and compassion and understanding, when I see it coming over the hill, I start saying to myself, I need to get into the presence of God. I done missed praying somewhere around here two or three days in a row, or you know what I'm saying? You begin to know it. See, you know when your demons are coming over the hill because you have wrestled with them. I rolled on the floor for 3 years with them demons. When they start coming, I see them, I smell them, I'm like, No. I'm not going that way again. And it's God's grace and mercy in my life and coming from him to me, and I have received it, that has put me in the place that I'm in today. And I don't think that I walk halfway in all of the faith that I would like to walk in, because there are still times when I don't understand. There are still times when I question my place and who I am and who loves me. And I have to get that flesh, and Lord, I have to whoop that flesh and say, come on now, you got to get in order. Because it's not about what I see, it's not about what I feel, it's what the Word says. And when you get to that place, and it's going to happen over and over again, I believe that deliverance is a constant, ongoing thing, and that we will not be totally delivered till Jesus comes. Fear will link up with anything. It'll link up with lust. It'll link up with mind control, anti-mind control. There are curses of fear. Lack of proper rest can cause a person to become nervous and fearful. You might write that down, 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 7. 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 7. I'm not going to read it right now, but lack of proper rest. Now, we can take care of that. That's not something that you need to pray and ask God to help you with. You know that, don't you? You know, we need to get 8 hours, you know. Some people don't need 8 hours. Some people only need 5 or 6 hours. But however many hours of rest you need to get that. You know, because when you wake up and you all off and everything, you haven't had enough rest, you're not eating right, you're not drinking enough water and everything, you will become nervous, you will become short-tempered. It's a bad witness. It's a bad witness. You can destroy your witness just from not getting enough rest because you are so focused and so involved in the things of the ministry instead of the minister that is ministering to you. If you stop ripping and running so much and let him minister to you, then you get the proper rest that you need and you don't have to worry about being fearful, because it will. It'll make you paranoid almost. Pride and Leviathan. Leviathan is the king of pride. Now you wonder how I talk about pride along with fear. Well, pride to me is a compensating demon for the spirit of fear. You'll find a lot of people who seem extremely haughty, like they got it all together, nothing bothers them. You know, they got Miss Thing has got it together here and everything. And then you all of a sudden, just by a quick opening of the Holy Ghost, you see something, you go, ooh, that was fear. So pride works with fear. Fear will work with pride. It will work with lust. This spirit will work with any other spirit. And it's to me, it's a real small spirit, but it always hooks up with somebody that's going to really just rock your world if you're not careful. Go to Revelations 9 and 11. I have a different interpretation of this particular verse. And it says tell me when you have it. Okay, Revelations 9 and 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. And the interpretation reads this. They have over them as a king the messenger of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, destroyer. And in the Greek he hath for name destroyer. That is the king of fear, Apollyon, the exterminator, the destroyer. The Bible also says what? The devil has come what? But to steal, to kill, and what? Destroy. So that's a high-ranking demon of fear. And the Bible also tells us as we minister in deliverance to bind the strong man. And as you bind the strong man, then you go in to attack his house. So when you go in and you are ministering to people and you're ministering and coming against the spirit of fear, you want to bind Apollyon. You want to also bind Leviathan. And you want to cause them not to be able to minister, to talk to each other. You want to bind them in the heavenly so that they cannot send messages to their underlings. And you want to loose confusion and derision into their camp so that you can begin to pull that individual out so that they can begin to think and have a clear mind. And remember, whenever you bind something, loose something. Don't just bind somebody up and have them all in the Holy Ghost like this. You know, loose something. If you're going to bind confusion, then loose the mind of Christ. If you're going to bind them off of the drugs that are mind-altering drugs, then loose the mind of Christ. You don't want to, there's no other mind to have but the mind of Christ and the heart of God. That was what happened to me when I came off of all the drugs prescribed or otherwise. That was my prayer. Dear God, I want the mind of Christ and the heart of God. I don't want anybody else's spirit. I don't want anybody else's anything. This is the pattern that I want. The mind of Christ and the heart of God. And I knew I would be safe in praying that prayer. Because that was the perfect mind. And that's the perfect heart. And that was what I was after when I started. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. Amen. So if you just walk in the fruit of the Spirit, if you just walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and if you just operate in one commandment, let's say you can't remember anything else. But he says, love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the greatest commandment. This is what I leave to you. Love each other. If we can walk in that, then we can fulfill all of the rest of the commandments. If we walk in that, then we can see people set free because we would love them so much that we would be willing to pray for them and to work with them until there was a breakthrough, no matter how long it took. Rebellion and rejection . Those two spirits also work together with fear. These spirits that we're talking about now mostly are spirits that are in the emotion. And for us as women, I think that that's an area that we don't hit enough in deliverance. A lot of times we come against the manifestations of things instead of coming against the root of it. Is everybody warm in here? Are you as warm as I am, or is that just me? I'm hot. Papa, we're hot in here. The spirit of rebellion and the spirit of rejection, they seem to go hand to hand, just like Leviathan and Apollyon. So as you are praying for people, keep those particular demons in mind, keep them bound up, and also separate them, as I said before. A lot of times you can just put a wedge between them and bind them up so that they will not communicate, so that they don't cause the person that you are ministering to be have things running through their mind. You know, you can have stuff running through your mind. Somebody's praying for you, and you're thinking about something else. You know what I'm saying? So you have to tell the person that you're praying for to be focused on God, to be focused on the Lord. And if they really want to get rid of those things that are tormenting and harassing them, especially the spirit of fear, if they will just concentrate on the Lord and concentrate on Him and His goodness, and as you're calling them out, they have to say inside of themselves, yep, go, I fall out of agreement with you. They have to fall out of agreement. You have to fall out of agreement with fear. You have to make up your mind that you would rather walk in faith than to walk in fear. Because fear brings with it torment. Amen. I want you to say this with me, this faith confession. In the name of Jesus, I am a believer.
In the name of Jesus,
I believe God's word.
I believe God's word.
I am what the word says I am.
I am what the word says I am.
I have what the word says I have.
I have what the word says I have.
I can do what the word says I can do.
I can do what the word says I can do.
In Jesus' name I render ineffective.
In Jesus' name I render ineffective.
Every negative word I've spoken.
Every negative word I've spoken.
Every word that has been contrary to the truth of God's word.
Every word
that has been contrary to the truth of God's word. From this moment forward, I will acknowledge the good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. I'm saying it now. Out of the good treasure of my heart,
only good things will come to pass.
I'm the righteousness of God. A new creation. An heir of God. And a joint heir with Jesus. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. And translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed from the curse of the law.
Redeemed from sickness and disease.
Poverty and death.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I'm more than a conqueror.
He never leaves me nor forsakes me.
Because the greater one dwells within me.
I can overcome every situation.
The faith of God resides within me.
And through it I have the victory that overcomes the world.
I thank you, Father,
that I can have all these things.
I believe it in my heart.
I have released it with my mouth.
So be it.
It will surely come to pass.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
When we talk about the spirit of fear, there's so much fear and so many different kinds of fear. Fear of making wrong decisions, rejection, being hurt, judgment, authority, failure, fear of man, fear of darkness, fear of being alone, fear of growing old, fear of death, fear of witchcraft, fear of heights, fear of demons, fear of deliverance, fear of losing your salvation, disapproval, accusation, being wrong, spiritual gifts, responsibility, marriage, having children, pain, sickness, confrontation, cancer, driving, insanity, heart attack, the future, crowds, horror, panic, fright, sudden fear, terror, dread, apprehension, and it all causes torment. So today, I'd like to first to go through this short prayer. And what I want you to do is to get that warring spirit down on the inside of you. You know, I think a lot of times, and Sister Copeland, earlier, I believe she said something about how we just, something will come up on us and we'll just go, you know, kind of put it off. It'll be okay, you know, or you go get an aspirin or something and you kind of put it off instead of looking at what is really going on. If God says that I'm not supposed to be sick, that I'm supposed to be well in my body, then why is this really happening? Do I really need to get an aspirin, or do I need to get before God and ask Him, why is this attacking my body? Why am I having dreams of incubus and succubus? Why am I, you know, why are all these things happening to me? Why is there such lack of finances in my household and in my family? Why can't I do this? These things are the things that you go to in prayer as an intercessor. And you sit and you wait for the Lord to tell you. And I'm a living witness that if you will get before God in your house, do you know I don't need to call nobody over to pray for me, that God will deliver me in my house. I got a wastebasket by my bed just in case. Because I believe that God's arm is not so short that I have to be with you and in your presence for you to pray for me when I know something is going on. I keep paper towels right there in a little wastebasket, and I say, well, God, it's about that time. And we just have us a session. I start singing and praying and preaching to myself, and lo and behold, God keeps His word. He shows up. And I get my deliverance, and I go on and do what I got to do. Because I believe that because, let me tell you another part of my testimony. Now, don't forget, this was a long time ago, ladies, okay? This wasn't like last week or nothing, all right? So,
Now, this was when I was like, 5'7", and, I had just got saved and everything, and I was thinking like, oh, Lord, gonna bring me a husband right away, because, I wasn't completely delivered of everything. So anyway, had this guy. I don't know. The devil really know what to do. This was another guy. I thought, he was all right too. But I was like just being saved. The other one I was totally unsaved, right? Oh boy, he could sing. Now you like those guys that can sing, right? So he could sing. He played guitar too. And I tell you, he was cute. So anyway, he was playing and she was playing and strumming this guitar, and so I figured, well, I'm pretty saved now, it's okay. So I let him come over to my house, and he was singing and strumming that guitar, and I was gonna fix him some dinner, everything. Of course, I didn't tell the pastor all this, but I was saved. I had no deliverance. I can handle this. So he's just strumming this guitar, and I'm just sitting there listening to him and everything. And then all of a sudden, as he's strumming this guitar, he say, "Won't nobody know but me and you." Well, see, I was pretty much saved enough to recognize that. I was like, wait a minute. So I didn't say anything. And he just kept on strumming, and he kept on talking. And I'm going to tell you the truth now. I looked up, and over in the corner of the room was Jesus. Hallelujah. And he was standing there like, and I said, yes, and the host of hell and the host of heaven, and you can have these bologna sandwiches, and you got to go. Oh, no. So when I tell you I've been there, okay? I was like, I hurry up and fix him a little sandwich because I didn't want him to go. I didn't want to tell him either because I didn't think he was going to believe that. But, did somebody tell you ain't nobody going to know but me and you? And God wanted me to know for real. No. This is serious. This is warfare. The host of heaven and the host of hell is looking, and I'm looking too. Now, what you going to do? What's your decision? I was like, oh, no, he going. Excuse me. So I believe that God wants us to be strong, and I believe he will do what he has to do to get you to the place he wants you to be so that he can use you. It's like Mother said to me earlier, she said, God has allowed all of these things to happen to you. I'm telling you, I've been under attack. If you could see me in the spirit, I probably got hickeys all upside my head. I was just ducking and getting hit and missed and moved around. But she said that God said that he did it on purpose. He let it happen because had he not, I would have got comfortable. Because there is a strong spirit of compromise in the city of Hot Springs.
Everywhere.
All right then. And he did not want me to get comfortable. And I'm just like, when you are under attack, there's something going on. There's two things that can happen. You can either let them beat you down, or you can get that warring spirit from the inside and raise up and draw your sword and begin, you can roar in the spirit and push that thing up off of you, or you can lay down and let him have at you, and he will have at you. And I decided that I was not going to, and God knew that thing was in me. God knew what he had put in me. So I guess he was saying to them, now how long is she going to let them do that? And I believe that is the kind of God that we serve. He's never far away. So whatever is happening to you, if you think you are overwhelmed by it, you're not. He's watching. But he's waiting for you to do that you can do. Like I said last night, there's probably a demon under every teacup, but you have to discern which demon is your demon, which battle is yours. The war belongs to us, but there are battles along the way. And you have to know by the Spirit of God which one you need to battle on which day and which one of your instruments, which one of your tools, which one of your weapons, which one of your weapons you're going to use today. Is it the weapon of tongues? Is it your sword, your word? Is it a song in a season? Is it just sitting in the chair, rocking back and forth, knowing that God is going to do it? I don't care what it looked like, didn't do today. It's okay. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Why? Because you have done that you were supposed to do, because you have been obedient from this point to that point in God. And if you were not, you were like David when you realized that you had sinned by omission or commission. You said to him, God, forgive me, for I have sinned. And instead of running away from him, you ran to him, because you have the faith to believe that he loves you and that he cares for you and that he gave his son for you and that everything in him is all about getting you into heaven with him for an eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We talked about, Sister Landry talked last night, and she talked about sensitivity, sensitiveness. And I went to my book and I looked at it. And under sensitiveness is self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval. What are they saying about me? Wow, the treasurer stole my money. Everybody think I stole the money. Maybe I better not buy that coat I need, because they probably think I'm buying that coat with the money that the treasurer stole. So, you know, you get concerned about these things and you start backing up on what you know about God and how much God loves you, because you become fearful of man instead of having the faith to believe that God will be your real reward. He's the one that's going to protect you in the end. He's the one that's going to be there. And if you do not take it in your hands, if you don't go for the revenge, which you're not supposed to, just wait and watch. And I think that's hard. That's hard because, you know, your flesh is just screaming. I mean, I can sometimes hear my flesh in the spirit screaming like a banshee. You know, ooh, you know she did that. You know she did that. Here she comes through the door. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I mean, hey, girl, what's up? I mean, did nobody promise us this was going to be a slice of cake? This is not a piece of cake. Okay, well, nobody say this is not a piece of cake even with deliverance. This is a walk. But you know what? If it's like this for me, and Jesus has already been through it, then it makes me love him all the more. It makes me love him all the more. All the more for what I know that he cares about me. And he cares about you, and he wants us to be set free. Amen. Amen. You guys feel like worrying for just a minute? Want to see, you know, do a little house cleaning, see if there's any kind of fear inside? Want to do that? Y'all going to worry a little bit on the inside? Let's just pray for a few minutes in tongues. Father, we just praise you. We give you glory. You guys pray in tongues. Go ahead. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that you are the deliverer. We thank you, Father God, that you love us and that you care for us, God. We give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your angels that encamp around this place right now in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We take authority over and we bind the strong man now in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of Apollyon. We bind him with fetters of iron dipped in the blood of Jesus. We bind that spirit of Leviathan now in the name of Jesus. We bind him with fetters of iron dipped in the blood of Jesus. We bind the spirit of rebellion and rejection, and we put a wedge between you. We loose the angels to watch over you now, and we say to the underlings right now in the name of Jesus that you will have to go where Jesus tells you to go in Jesus' name. Now I want you to pray this short prayer with me, saints. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you.
and I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. I forgive all others as I want you to forgive me. Think about that, saints, for a minute. Wait a minute. This is a retreat. You came so that you could go back different. Holy Spirit, bring somebody to your mind. Release them. Let them go. Forgive them. Forgive me now and cleanse me with your blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses me now from all sin. And I come to you now as my deliverer. You know my special needs. The thing that binds, that torments, that defiles, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit. I claim the promise of your word. Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call upon you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave me right now in the name of Jesus. All right, saints, focus on being set free right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of fear, We come against the spirit of Apollyon. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against that fear of making wrong decisions. We say, loose the minds of the people right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of making wrong decisions. Loose the people of God and let them go right now in Jesus' name. Come off the mind. Come off the will. Come off of the emotions now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fear, go, 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 go. Loose the people of God and let them go. Unwrap, uncoil, untangle. Come out the spirit and unwrap from the spirit of pride now. In Jesus' name, we bind you and we curse you at the root of the name of Jesus. We loose the angels to go in to pull you up and out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that the spirit of fear has no place. We loose the spirit of faith upon the people now. The faith to believe, the faith to trust you, the faith to believe, the faith to be set free, because you are the deliverer. They have confessed with their mouth right now in Jesus' name. Go, fear. Fear of being hurt. Fear of being hurt. Rejection, go. Rejection, go. There is a wedge between you and rebellion, and we curse you both at the root in the name of Jesus. Rejection, go. Rejection from the mother's womb. All the way back. All the way back. Rejection from the mother's womb. Rejection. The curse of rejection. Go, go, go now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God and let them go. Let the women of God go. Unwrap and uncoil. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Go now. Go, go. Mind control. Mind control that is linked up to the spirit of rejection, causing them to always remember what it used to be, what it was like, how it made them feel when they said this, how it made them feel when they was a little girl and they were rejected. Spirit of rejection, go. Go now. Unlink from that spirit of mind control. Bad memories, go now in the name of Jesus. Loose the women of God and let them go now in Jesus' name. Go. Ra 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 bo shaka. Oh, rabe se ke ke ke. Ho rabo si ke. Ra 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 bo shaka. Eh, socorro ra ra bo shindiriose. Go, go now. Move it, devils, in the name of Jesus. Move now in the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Oh, fear of judgment, fear of authority. Fear of authority. Fear of authority. Having never had proper authority. Having never been affirmed by a good father. We call on you, spirits of fear, to go in the name of Jesus. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle now. And move. Move now. Move now. Move now. Oh, what my daddy said. My daddy didn't do that. My daddy wasn't there for me. Where was my father? Where was my father? We curse that spirit now in the name of Jesus. We come against you now in Jesus' name. Arrested development, we curse you now in the name of Jesus. We lose a spirit of maturity upon the women of God. Arrested development that came in at 2. Arrested development that came in at 3. Arrested development that came in at 4 and 5 and 6. Arrested development that came in at 7, 8, and 9 through molestation, touching, being touched where you shouldn't have been touched. The curse of arrested development, never being able to grow up past the age of 13. Rejection, move. Come out the necks of the people. Come out the backs of the people. Move now in the name of Jesus. Rejection, you must go. We lose the spirit of maturity on that individual now. Come on, move, you devils. Move now in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Age 8, age 9, age 10, age 11. Oh, no, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to be like those adults. They're mean, mean people. I do not want to grow up. Come out of their arrested development. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Go. Go, you devils. Unwrap and uncoil and go. And take all your underlings with you. We lose the spirit of maturity. We lose the spirit of maturity in the name of Jesus. Ha, ra, ka, sa, ta, ra, ra. Fear of failure. Fear of failure. Fear of success. In business, in ministry, as a wife, as a mother, we curse you at the root. You will manifest and go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose the women of God now and go now. Move it in Jesus' name. Now, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Move it. Fear of being alone. Fear of being alone. Go. Fear of growing old and being alone. We curse you at the root. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. For God is omnipresent and omnipotent. She is never alone. We curse you at the root. We break your force. We bind you and you will no longer speak to her mind, her will, and her emotions. Loose the woman of God and let her go now in the name of Jesus. Death. Fear of death, fear of witchcraft, fear of heights, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose the women of God and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Fear of deliverance, oh, deliverance, I don't know, that might not be real. Oh, it just might be a joke. Oh, I'm scared. I don't want nobody to see me hollering on that. I bind you and I break your power now in the name of Jesus. And I curse you at the root. I say that they will be free, but there's liberty in Jesus Christ. Move, devils, go in the name of Jesus. Fear of marriage, fear of having children, fear of pain and sickness. You will go and you will unwrap from the spirit of mind control and pain. Fear, unwrap from pain. Unwrap from mind control now. You must let the women of God go in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root. Go now in Jesus' name. Fear of cancer. Fear of insanity. Go now in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Loose the women of God and go now in Jesus' name. That's right. Move, move. Keep moving. Keep moving. Go where Jesus tells you to go. Father, we thank you for link angels around this building. We thank you, Father God, that they are protecting, that they are driving the enemy out in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against those spirits of fear in the intellect, in the mind. Fear in the mind. Fear in the mind. We come against you, spirits of intellect that want to intellectually think things out instead of moving by the Spirit, instead of moving by faith. We curse you now at the root. That's right. Move it out in the name of Jesus. Go, devils, now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We come against those spirits of fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. You will unwrap, uncoil, and loose the women of God now. Go, go, all you religious spirits. religious spirits, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, go in the name of Jesus. Move it out now in Jesus' name. Fear of authority, lying and deception, you go in the name of Jesus. Move now. Loose the women of God. Go. Nervousness and fear that cause self-reward through eating, self-pity through eating, compulsive eating. You will go now in the name of Jesus. Come off the minds of the people of God. Come off the minds of the women of God. Move now. Unwrap. Uncoil. Come off of the emotions now in Jesus' name. Self-pity and self-reward. Go now in Jesus' name. Fear of rejection. Self-rejection, go. Move now. Go now in the name of Jesus. Every demon must bow at the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. All you demons that are moving, you will continue to move in the name of Jesus. You will loose the women of God. And we loose the spirit of faith right now. We loose the spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We loose the spirit of faith. We come against false love, false personality, false gifts, false manifestations. We come against you now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. There is none like you. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your presence here this afternoon. We humble ourselves before you. We thank you, Father God. We decree to be obedient, Father God, as unto death. And to follow your word and to do what you've called us to do. We thank you for our deliverance. We thank you for the deliverances yet to come, even this evening, Father. We praise you, God. We give you the glory. We worship you. We honor you. There is none like you. You are the great I am. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Peace. You are Jehovah Teshkenu. You are Jehovah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, we thank you for the ministry of deliverance. We thank you that you show up as our deliverer, as our healer. Father, right now, anything that is in anybody's body that's not like you, Father, we decree right now that it shall manifest itself and go in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that your word, that healing and salvation and deliverance are all interconnected. And anybody that has anything that's in their body that needs to go, we curse it at the root in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we loose a spirit of healing right now in Jesus' name. We decree that the body will line up with your word, Father. We decree that our minds will line up with your word, O God. We decree that our soul will line up with your word. We decree that our spirit man shall be strengthened by our reading the word and praying, Father, and that he shall begin to super rule in our lives as never before, God. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you all of the honor. Now, Father, we take authority over right now, and we bind every remaining demon that has chosen not to go, and we loose the angels to torment that demon until he decides to go in the name of Jesus. Father, we just take authority over and we bind it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. All the way out. You will not tear her. You will not hurt her. Move all the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Father, we bind backlash and retaliation right now in the name of Jesus. For those that are ministering even now as I speak, we bind the retaliation against this camp. We bind retaliation against every person here in their home and their loved ones and anything that you have given unto them. We bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you to the pit. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you have done and all that you want to do and are going to do, even for the rest of this retreat for the women. Father, thank you. Thank you. Pray, saint. Pray. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You want somebody to pray for you when you're getting set free? Pray for somebody else. Pray. Pray. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands toward her. Father, thank you. All the way out, you devil. Go now in Jesus' name. Move now. All the way. Oh, Shandarabo Shandarabo Shatarabo Shinidia Sandarabo Shata Randidio Sokorabo Shitidi Andarabo Sandidi Andarabosha Randidio Sandarabo Shikandarabo Shatarada Yarabosha Randidia Sandarada Papa Randarabo Shataramo Shikidi Andarabosha Mandidio Seke Yando Rebese Teke Robo Sande O Robo Shandidia Sandarabo Shandarabo Yerebe Yarabo Sandarabe All the way out, all the way out. Go, devil, all the way out. We break your power now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sadarabo Sataranabo Yasata. Ken Sandidio Sandidio Sata. Ken Didio Sandidio Sotea. Randidio Sambariata. Riende Yoseketa Riende Yarabo Sandiriandariata. Randidia Sandariande. Oh, Rande Secoraba Satatatatata. Romde Yasokorobo Sandariando Riandorabo Satarandariando Yaredabosa. Ila Yaredabo Satarandarabo Satama Yiriando. Yarabo Shata, Ringeriando, Yarabo Shatan, Yarabo Shataran, Deriata, Yea, Ando Yarabo Shaka, Yarabo Shataranabo Yarabo Sata, Yes, under Yandar the Boschandi, Yandar the Boschata, Yarabo Shata, Ramdirio, Sunday, Yando, Yarion by Yasaka, Yarriosa, Ende, Yose Mariande. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, Sandirian Sandarabo. All the blood of Jesus, all the blood of Jesus, all the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. One more time. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Stay focused, everybody.
Oh, the blood.
Stay focused.
Of Jesus that washes white as snow.
Stay focused one more time.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. And a shout went out. God is the victor. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you. Please stand on your feet and give praise and honor to God for deliverance in this house today. Father, we praise you. We lift our arms to you. We worship.
worship you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We worship you. Thank you, Father, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in every person in here in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit is like a push-up popsicle. It pushes everything out that should not be there. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you, Father, that those that have never spoken in tongues will speak in tongues from this day forward. We thank you because it's a miracle, God, and we are looking at you for miracles. We want miracles, God. We want to be walking epistles and miracles for you, oh God. We praise you. We thank you for this deliverance. We worship you. We adore you. There is none like you. You are worthy of all the praise, God. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest form of praise. Shout hallelujah to him, folks. You can't be that tired that you cannot praise a God that would set somebody free. You cannot be so tired that you cannot say hallelujah for a God who loves you and gave his only begotten son for you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We ask that you not lose the spirit of reverence. Maintain the spirit of reverence. Because deliverance is an ongoing thing. If you will maintain the spirit of reverence and fear of the Lord, you will get more deliverance this evening. We are here in a retreat environment, but stay focused on why you're here and how you don't want to leave the same. Stay focused. I'm sure that Sister Landry is going to minister to us tonight, and I know that God is going to show up in a mighty way. Why? Because we are going to go after God. And as we go after God and as we focus on that we want God to do for us and are grateful for what he does for others, he will bless us. And he will cause the minister to preach out of a place even unknown to them. But we have to get in that place and get behind them in the spirit. Whatever you want from this day forward, you're going to have to fight for it. There is a move and a change in the spirit where things are moving and shifting and getting ready to go fast. You've got to be aware and hear God. This is not a time for play. This is a serious hour. There's a freedom and a liberty and a laughter in God that is wonderful. But don't forget who you are. Don't forget why you came. Don't forget that you are a Green Beret. You are a soldier in this army. And you have to always be alert. Always be alert. God will give you R&R when you least suspect it. Until such time, remember who you are. Remember that you're always looking for lost souls. You're always looking to be used by God, no matter where you are. Amen. God bless you. I love you so much. Thank you so much for your prayers. I've enjoyed you. Have you enjoyed God this evening? Amen. He's good, isn't he? Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.